KPRC. Stay tuned for A Touch from Above.
You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana. We're so excited this beautiful, amazing morning. Let me just take a moment and give you a number to call in, 1-866-KPRAISE. We're going to be praying for a few people this morning, so feel free to call in. But let me just pray to start off our program. God, we thank you so much that you are our God, our rock, our refuge, our shield, and our fortress. We thank you, Lord God, that you would pour out your spirit upon this radio program this morning. And I pray, Father, for every listener, encourage, strengthen them, uplift, and build them up in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above and the Prayer Mountain. I have two amazing, wonderful people today as my guests, my daughter, Kawia Stines.
Good morning and happy Sunday.
And Pastor Pete Zindler.
Good morning and praise the Lord.
Amen. Also let you know that Pastor Pete also is an amazing author. He has authored several books, and I'm going to have him come on another time and share more about that. But if you want to know more about his books and his all that he writes, you can log on to our website, www.atouchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org, and see some of the amazing books that he writes. I want to talk to you this morning again about prayer. Powerful, powerful prayer is through the blood covenant. You're listening to my program today, and you're saying, God, is he there? Does he answer my prayers? Our faith starts at the cross of Jesus. What do you have at the cross? Forgiveness, salvation. Let me share with you that prayer nullifies Satan's power, and it must be based on the blood covenant of Jesus Christ. The blood covenant gives us right faith and brings us into the grace to pray effectively. Blood covenant. Oh, let me tell you, the blood covenant gives us strength, steadfast faith in times of our trials. What do you think about prayer, Pastor Pete?
Well, I think one thing is the devil doesn't want us to believe that our prayers are answered or heard. But the fact that the body of Jesus Christ is no longer on the surface of this earth, but in heaven, is faith enough for me to believe that my prayers are going out the moment I pray them.
Amen. How about you, Kawia?
I think prayer is like wonderful because it's our communication with God. But not only that, but I believe also that a lot of times we may think, well, God's angry. God doesn't hear me. God, is he really listening? And prayer is so vitally important because he does listen. He's right there if we would just call on him.
Amen. So what is our purpose? Why are we asking the people to call in for prayer? 1-866-577-2473 or 1-866-K-PRAISE, P-R-A-I-S-E. I'm Dr. Luana, and we are A Touch from Above, the Prayer Mountain. We want to encourage you that God is a God that what?
Answers prayer.
Our God is faithful to answer your prayers. And you know, I have been saved for almost 33 years coming up really soon. And I cannot begin to tell you, I was thinking about what Kawia said. Exactly. There's a portion of scripture in the Word of God that talks about, and everyone knows about the prodigal son, but the prodigal son's brother is standing outside looking in. So many Christians do not understand that the power of the blood covenant of Jesus Christ enables you not to stand outside of the kingdom and look in, but to come in, and everything the Father has is yours. Mm-hmm. What do I mean by that? Joy, peace, victory, health. Are you sick in your body? Has the devil robbing you of your health? Pray. Is he coming in causing havoc in your home? What do we need to do?
We need to take authority over these situations and proclaim the Word of God over our situations in life. And then we have released the opportunity for God to intercede on our behalf. Oftentimes we hear intercessor, But really, as we pray, God can intercede in our lives.
Amen.
That's what I love. The scripture says that he goes, the Holy Spirit goes before the Father to make intercession on our behalf.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
And prayer, that's what our prayers do. It's like God is, the Holy Spirit is going because he said, I must go, but I will send you the Comforter and the Holy Spirit. And he's going before the Father. He hears our prayers and he goes to intercede on your behalf.
I believe today, Pastor Pete, Kawea, you're here, and you can also, don't you feel like the enemy has really he has literally stolen the opportunities and the blessings that God has prepared for the children of God because we get so caught up? What happened? We get caught up in life. We're busy. We're going. We're doing this. We don't take time. The phone, the alarm goes off in the morning. Boom. Off you go to work. This. You have your coffee. Run out the door. Grab the keys. The kids. This. Everything. This is why we are preparing a place of
prayer.
Why?
Ephesians 6:18 says, pray at all times in the Spirit. A lot of times the devil is bringing all these things into our life to get us off the focus of prayer.
Yes.
But prayer is so important as we engage in the spiritual conflict. Too often we forget we are involved in a heavy conflict.
Exactly. I agree with that. And I believe that our life should be a life of prayer, but there's nothing like getting away and getting to a place where you're not going to have any distractions, like the prayer mountain, where nothing is going to distract you and you're not going to have people coming in and out of the house. You're not going to have your phone ringing. You're not going to have to worry about everything going on. It's just that isolated time. And yes, we should have a life that's a life of prayer, but to get away, just like Jesus and his disciples.
God always makes a covenant relationship with man. Adam in the Garden of Eden, to the relationship with the church in the New Covenant. God always clearly gives rules and responsibilities in his dealing. We can read that in Exodus chapter 15 when you get a chance. Read that. The children of Israel, God gave us promises. Also in Deuteronomy chapter 28, promises of great blessing. And if we break them, then we end up in a bad situation. Also, you can read that in Deuteronomy chapter 28. But this is why we needed Jesus and the new covenant. We need to understand the new blood covenant. It allows us to walk in the divine blessing of God. As I look around on our nation and I see that there is literally havoc, there is literally the moral,
decay.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Pete. Feel free to jump in. The moral decay, the chaos, the onslaught of the multi-billion dollar industry of pornography, and not only just pornography, but the lies of child pornography.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We need to pray.
We need to pray, yes, against it, to allow the Lord and his angels to go forward. As we pray, the angels are going forward to do God's bidding, especially in this area.
I also feel in the family, divorce is such a high rate, causing such havoc upon the family. And God has called families to be united and together. And because of the lack of prayer, there's a separation in families, husbands, wives getting divorced, children are being hurt. You know, it's crazy without prayer.
And what about somebody that's condemned? Because, you know, I don't think they realize, many people don't realize that. You're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana. We are A Touch from Above and the Prayer Mountain. My wonderful guest today is Pastor Pete. He's also an author of several books, 5 books, amazing books. You can log on to atouchfromabove.org and click on who we are. You can see Pastor Pete there, and it'll take you over to a page of his amazing books. Also, Kawea, who's not only my daughter, but an amazingly amazing vocalist, gifted from heaven. Kawea got saved when she was about 5 years old, gave her heart to the Lord, and has served the Lord with all of her heart all the days of her life. So when this young lady sings the anointing, I feel as if the tribe of Levi, who led the people into the worship and into the presence of God. And as we are going a little bit later, I will share some of her music on our program as well. But you know what? God is awesome. You may be listening to the program today and you need to call in 1-866-KPRAISE, K Praise, 1-866-577-2473. In Romans chapter 6, verse 12, it says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey in its lust. So they're listening to my program today, and they said, you know what, Pastor Luana, I can't go pray. I can't. I feel condemned. I can't pray. What is prayer going to do for them?
Prayer is going to change their life. Prayer is their only hope, because Jesus is their only hope. And how do you... Prayer is that communication with God. It's building that relationship. So prayer is the only thing that will change your life. It's going to rearrange you. It's going to help you get rid of all the things that are so easily besetting you.
And that happened to Adam in the garden when he sinned. That separation from God.
Oh, that's good.
And Jesus came and broke that curse. So now we have an open gateway. The biggest thing the devil wants us not to do is to come to the Lord in prayer. And one of the ways that he does that is through guilt.
Oh, I'm telling you, Isaiah chapter 53 is so powerful. Isaiah 53:10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, Jesus paid it all. He said, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. You're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana Steins. We're A Touch from Above, the Prayer Mountain. And I cannot begin to tell you how much Jesus loves you. You are vitally important. You're struggling with something. You're struggling with cigarettes. You're struggling with alcohol. You're struggling with...
pornography.
Pornography.
Hurt.
You're struggling with hurt.
Anger.
Guilt. Guilt. Unforgiveness.
Jealousy.
Jealousy.
Envy. Pride.
Whatever it is, if you will take time out of your busy day, take one day a month, where should you go? Up to the prayer mountain. Mm-hmm. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray. Why did he do that? Jesus knew. He felt exactly the way you and I felt. When he was on earth, he was tempted like man. He was in that garden. You don't think he was second guessing? Lord.
I only do what the Father shows me to do. That's what Jesus said. As a writer, I don't begin writing before I unless I pray. And then I sit there and listen to the things of God, and he reveals scenes to me. The greatest triumphs, the greatest successes in my life have been birthed in prayer, and God gives me the ideas, and I step out and do them, and then they become success.
Amen.
Amen. And God will continue to do that. He will tell you how to navigate your way through this life. And it's not easy. There's a lot of conflict. And one other thing that's really cool is when you spend time with God, you take on his nature, and the world will see Christ through you. Mm-hmm. But you first must spend time with him.
That's yes. Good. Oh, that's powerful. Because in Acts chapter 13, reading in verse 22, it said, and when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart who will do all my will. Where does that start from, Kawia?
That starts in prayer. That starts on Amen. Your knees and saying, God, I surrender to you. Everything Amen. I am, everything I think, everything I say, all that I am, I surrender my whole being to you to be all that you want me to be, to do all that you want me to do, to say everything you want me to say, to see what you want me to see. Holy Spirit, just lead me. Jesus, I need you. That's what.
Amen. Pastor
you know,
Pete.
You know, Dr. Luana, when they took a look at Billy Graham's bed, they saw two little carved out notches right next to his bed where his knees were on the floor. That's how much he prayed, and look what God has done with him.
Oh, amen. A man after God's own heart, amen. And he's still a very humble, an amazing man of God. He hasn't faltered or fallen away into foolishness, and I bet you because of that prayer, you're listening to my program, and you know what? God loves you, and it is so important. I ask you, I encourage you, I plead with you, I challenge you, come to the prayer mountain. Come and seek God. We are building a place just for you that you may come and find a place to cry out to God. He is a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can even begin to think or ask. And God, he is able to answer all of your requests. Nothing is too hard for him. And I'm going to be right back in just a moment. We're going to go to a commercial. But you know what? Stay with me. And don't forget to call in as well. I'll be right back. God loves you.
You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
Are you going through hard times? Are your teenage kids going through trials? Is your marriage in trouble? Come up to the mountain and pray. Jesus still answers prayers. Even Jesus had to go up to the mountain to pray. Our strength comes when we take time out to pray.
A Touch from Above Ministries has a place for you to get away and pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 35 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Make reservations at 760-789-6207. That's 760-789-6207. You can also visit atouchfromabove.org to find out more information. Come visit A Touch from Above Ministries Prayer Mountain.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines is listener-supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably. Have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm Dr. Luana, and thank you so much. If you're listening to my program today, we have two wonderful guests, my daughter Kuia Stines, an amazing vocalist.
Morning.
And Pastor Pete Zindler, an amazing author. We are so excited to tell you. I forgot to share with you, this morning at 10 a.m., we have a church service at the Prayer Mountain, and that is in Ramona, California, 16145 Highway 67. This morning at 10 a.m., A Touch from Above, we have a church service. We pray for the sick. We believe God for you. Come on out. I want you to know today, God was never satisfied with the tabernacle of Moses. It was only a foreshadow of the things to come. God was not satisfied with the temple built by Solomon or the one built by Zerubbabel either. You know what? What he wanted and he desired a place of continual fellowship with man where they could know him, give thanks to him, and glorify his name. Jesus prepared that place, and it was his church, the assembly of those who believe in Jesus Christ as his Savior. He who believes in Jesus as Savior is called the temple of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 3:16. You and I have the greatest blood covenant of all to come into the kingdom of God, to separate our time, get away. I cannot begin to tell you. People wonder, why is there such a moral decay of our nation? We must get back to the basics of Christianity, and we must pray. Yeah. Call our prayer lines right now, 1-866-577-2473.
Dr. Luana, you talk about a temple. A temple has a foundation. The bedrock of that temple, and we are the temple of God, is prayer. If we don't understand our purpose in life, we need to begin to pray. God will reveal mysteries to us as we're praying.
Amen.
You know, it says in Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 3, it talks about how, you know, so many Christians walk around with the zeal and the passion for Christ, but they don't have the knowledge of God. And our prayer should be to not just walk around with zeal and excitement of Jesus Christ and what he's done for us, but we also need to have such a deep understanding and the knowledge of who he is. And how do we get that? We get that through prayer.
Oh, amen, Kawia. That's powerful. And you know what? We are the parts, the body of Christ. We should grow towards the perfection and the holiness of Christ in the Spirit. But mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 10 says, Jesus is our high priest making intercession for us. If we could only understand the power that you and I have within, with Jesus, greater is the God that dwells within us than he that's in the world. And we can conquer. We can conquer every situation, mm-hmm. every trial, every opposition. I have been through oppositions. I have been through heartache. Why did God put in my heart to build a place of prayer?
We need prayer. Prayer is essential to our life. Too many Christians don't pray enough, don't pray at all. They come to church, they read their Bible, they go home. But we need to be praying every single day. We need to be in communion with Christ. And we're not in communion with Christ if we're not praying. We read our Bibles, we go to church, but prayer is our foundation.
We want to invite you, you know, I want to say something, but I also want to just take this time to invite people to the church up at the Prayer Mountain.
Amen.
And it starts on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock.
This morning.
And we have a Wednesday evening service at 7 o'clock. And that's 16145 Highway 67 in Ramona. And please come on out because you will totally be blessed. You can take a look around the Prayer Mountain. You'll see what we're talking about. It's a beautiful place to get away from the city, from the traffic, from the noise and everything.
And it's not that far.
No,
is
it's
cool?
Not. It's actually really close, you know, and people think Ramona's so far, but it's really not that far. It only, you know, it's 35, 40 minutes from everywhere. But I also wanted to say about prayer, too, is, you know, I once heard somebody say, what is Jesus saying? You know, and so many times we like to go to people for counsel. And so many times we're like, oh, please tell me what to do. When the reality is Jesus wants to be the one to tell you what to do. And are you going to stop long enough to listen to what he's saying?
Amen. You're listening to my program today, and you maybe can't make it out to the Prayer Mountain, but you know what? You believe in prayer. You believe in everything that we're saying. You're listening to our program, and you can log on to our website, atouchfromabove.org. I'm Dr. Luana, and maybe you can help us build the Prayer Mountain. There are so many wonderful things. We have 24 and a half amazing, beautiful acres, and we have already started the groundwork. And yes, there's been opposition. Why has there been such opposition?
There's always going to be opposition to prayer. That's why Satan comes into your mind with ideas. I have to, when I pray or when I read the Bible, I have to take authority over my thoughts, because Satan will put ideas into my mind and I know they're not of God, and I say, I bind that in the name of Jesus, be gone, so that I can focus on God, focus on my prayer, and then listen to those thoughts and ideas that he puts into my mind, and then take the courage to go forward and act upon them.
Amen.
Not only that, but when you're praying, I mean, think about it. When you're praying at home, how many distractions come your way?
That's right.
You know, you think about what you got to get done. You think
right.
about this. You
the
think
phone,
about that.
The kids, the
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, I mean, it's like everything is like gets in your mind pattern, you know, and it's like the devil doesn't want you to pray.
Right.
He doesn't want you to pray. And it's simply because he doesn't want you to know Jesus. He does not want you to know God.
Can you imagine if we can get 500 people a day, 24/7, 7 days a week,
amen,
to come and pray. My vision, my heartbeat, when God put this in my heart, I was in Seoul, Korea, and I won't talk about it for time's sake, but God put in my heart a vision of prayer for the United States of America. I am a true American. I believe that God can do a miracle. Can you imagine 500 people? You're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana Steins. This is A Touch from Above in the Prayer Mountain. Just think with me, 500 people a day, not the same people, people coming all the time, mm-hmm, just to pray. That has been my heartbeat. Has the enemy come against me?
Oh, yes. And I feel like there is somebody out there who's listening right now who's truly believes in prayer, who has a heart for this, who has been through a lot in their life, who has maybe been sick and overcome, who has been through a lot of trials in their life. And I believe that they've overcome cancer and it's been through prayer and that God has answered. And I've seen my mom overcome cancer and just be completely healed, and God raising her up and bringing her to the bring all her desires of her heart to pass because of prayer and because the Lord loves her.
As a single mother, Kawia, don't you think?
Yes,
a single mother?
Absolutely.
Prayer. Pray.
And then believe, 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 proclaim and declare. And then, you know, faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things not seen. When we pray and believe and then act on them, as you have done, Dr. LaWanna, with Prayer Mountain, things begin to happen. And the devil is very afraid of that.
Pastor Pete, people are listening and they say, well, I already pray at home. What kind of prayer are we talking about? Are we talking about that 3-minute prayer? And if you pray 3 minutes, praise God. It's better to pray 3 minutes than no prayer at all. But why are we trying to get you to come out to the prayer mountain?
God is going to reveal divine mysteries to you. Dr. LaWanna, I used to pray for an hour a day in the morning at 5 a.m. at the prayer mountain. That's when it was, when the idea for Ramona's evening of prayer was birthed. It was in that prayer time. And we all need to be steadfast in our prayer early in the morning or late at night or at noon or wherever it's possible for you, because prayer is the bedrock.
Amen. God loves you. I'm Dr. LaWanna. This is A Touch from Above in the Prayer Mountain. I cannot begin to tell you how important it is. You're listening to my program today. Log on to my website, atouchfromabove.org. Come out to pray. Come out to the church service this morning at 10 a.m., 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. Our services are outside. I know in time, as God supplies our building, I am not even worried. Bring a jacket, bring a little sweater in case it's chilly. We are outside, outside by the gazebo. Let's worship the Lord together. Let's get away and pray, because our God is faithful to do all things exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even begin to think. Even think or ask. God loves you. I want to take just a few moments also this morning to thank a few of our sponsors. Doug is an amazing webmaster. Have your website done by the best. Chaldea Technologies, Doug Sully, 760-788-1441, CALDIATECH.com. Take a look at our website. He's an amazing webmaster. Also, I want to thank East County Gazette, Dave and Debbie Norman, 619-444-5774, eastcountygazette.com, for inexpensive advertising and a broad, amazing coverage in San Diego, East County. Give them a call. Not only that, but they are an amazing God couple. They love Jesus, and they will care about getting your messages out there and your advertisement, all that you need. Also, I want to give a great big thank you to CB Construction, Steve Cole, C-O-L-E-S, 619-306-0692. Steve is an honest, praying man. He is dependable, licensed contractor, an expert in building from the ground up, you know what, or just for any remodel. Tell them that Dr. LaWanna told you about them for a great, great price. I want to thank Eli, David, and I want to say a special hello to Tony. God bless you, Tony. Tony, I'm so glad I got to talk to you yesterday. Tony is an amazing young man that he's just gifted, and God loves him so much. Tony, you are special, and God loves you. I'm Dr. LaWanna. This is A Touch from Above in the Prayer Mountain. Pastor Pete Zindler, Kawia Steins.
God bless you.
God bless you.
We do care about you, and we're so excited. We want you to come up to
the Prayer Mountain.
Come up to the hill. Psalms 24, who will ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Prayer Mountain is that hill.
Amen. Come to the mountain and pray. Remember, where did Jesus go?
To the mountain.
He went up to the mountain to pray. Separate a day. The prices are not. We ask for suggested donation. Get away. Get away from the phone. Get away from your computer. Get away from the chaos of your home. Get away and pray, 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 and pray. Jesus loves you and cares a lot about you. There is no problem too hard for God. Are you sick? Come and pray. Come to the church service this morning at 10 a.m., 16145 Highway 67 in Ramona, California. God bless you. You.
A Touch from Above with Dr. LaWanna Steins is listener supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org or or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.